I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy, yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Central Wisconsin's country legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Couch, blowing up my phone. You don't wanna come out, but you don't wanna be alone. It don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you're in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe, cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a homebody. you got on, baby, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boom box out. We'll wake up all the neighbors till the whole block hates us and the cops show up and try to shut us down. If you're gonna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. If you wanna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party.
All it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night long. Heaven knows there's so many ways a man. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something. Suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on the street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. I thought about taking it back to the store, cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already. And on her bedroom wall, it's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. I swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I'm drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in one horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl. By the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked
floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
I know it's late, but I knew you'd pick it up. Nah, I ain't drunk. Okay, maybe I do have a little buzz, but that song came on and I just thought what harm could come from one little call. I know you say you're taking, but I say, girl, you're taking too long to tell them that it's over. I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. I know you don't want to break his heart, but that ain't no good reason to be keeping us apart. Look, just tell him it's you, it ain't him. Or maybe you could lie to him and say you'd still be friends. Whatever you got to say to get through to him that you ain't in love. Come on, you can't deny that you and I kinda fit like a glove. So tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Rip it off just like a band. It ain't my business to be all up in, but I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. I know that you're so done with him, break up with him, break up with him. If I was you, I'd tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Just rip it off like a band-aid. Yeah, I know I said it, but I'll say it again. I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. The way you look at me, girl, you can't pretend. I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. Just break up with him.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
way that sounds.
It ain't the steel, it ain't the fiddle, it ain't the ride in the middle.
sitting on the throne. All that's really good, don't get me wrong, but the king of country music is our song. Some say Jones, some say Travis, some say Strait, some say Hagger. I'm sitting on the throne. Well, all that's well and good, don't get me wrong, but the king of country music is the song.
Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Well, somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with a TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth.
Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field. A no trespass sign. Time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field. And something about beer sitting on ice. After tastes just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice. There's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field will make a boy miss. There's something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds.
Like this world spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Someday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. On the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke where everything is black and white. I'm picking on the sixth string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Bye-bye. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Now I can't fly, but I got 2 feet to get me high up here above. You call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Bye, bye. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt
every time I tried to turn back. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and calling by the first name, watching the clouds roll by.
Generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come to McMillan Memorial Library on April 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. and make a beautiful bird collage on 11 by 14 canvas. Instructor Denise Larson will walk you through the process of painting your canvas background. You will then make your bird choice from available patterns, then use magazines and Mod Podge to complete your beautiful masterpiece. Registration is required and cost is $30 per person. Call 715-421-4598 to register. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. There is no more Final Four. Now it's just UConn and Purdue heading into Monday's NCAA title game.
Look at us performing so well,
says that fan after the Huskies stopped the Crimson Tide.
UConn takes over late and knocks out Alabama.
Ian Eagle on TBS after the Boilermakers beat NC State. Don't lose those lottery tickets, a late night delay.
As soon as we're able to resolve the issues and conduct the drawing, it will be available for viewing on Powerball.com and on our YouTube channel at Powerball 39.
That means the numbers that could win more than $1 billion remain unannounced. Big numbers for former President Trump.
People are just wanting change. The rich people want it, poor people want it.
His campaign says he raked in $50 million in donations at a Palm Beach event that featured a rare appearance of wife Melania. Sunday morning marks 6 months since the start of the Israel-Gaza war. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
One of the benefits of regular exercise is greater longevity, but recent research had an eye-opening finding. Women may need less exercise than men to get the same longevity result, possibly half as much exercise.
Well, it seems that we get benefit from aerobic exercise as well as muscle strengthening exercises. And again, the truth was, for both of those activities, women got more bang for their buck.
Then, the most popular form of payment for Gen Zers are debit cards. Unlike older generations, a banking expert explains.
We are seeing a lot of young adults that are credit invisible or have thin credit files, and there's just not a lot known about them to the credit bureaus.
Those two stories and more are coming up on this edition of InfoTrack. The show begins right after this.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh yeah, let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great, let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new-timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Everyone wants to live longer, and regular exercise can add to the lifespans of men and women. But recent research found surprising differences in the longevity benefits between men and women. With more, here's InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Dr. Martha Gulati, the Director of Preventive Cardiology in the Smit Heart Institute at Cedars-Sinai and a co-author of the study. Doctor, the study reports that women need to exercise 2 hours and 20 minutes a week to lower their risk of death by 18%, but men need to exercise a full 5 hours to get the same benefit. Do we know the reason for the difference?
Yeah, that's a great question. We didn't study that in this particular study, but we certainly hypothesized why this might be different. First of all, women have smaller hearts, and so the work of exercise, the benefit may come from even smaller amounts as a result of having a smaller body, a smaller heart, etc. Additionally, women have less muscle mass. So another thing that can be going on is that doing less exercise may also cause greater gains even from muscle strengthening exercises. For women as well, a different thing that is true, women have different types of muscle fibers and greater blood flow to the muscles. And all of that may contribute to why there's a greater benefit, both for overall health and what we were looking at specifically was longevity.
Now, the study indicates that if women also did 5 hours of exercise a week, they'd cut their mortality risk by 24%. Are these benefits being realized by just the heart or other organs too?
Well, remember that our endpoint here was all-cause mortality, meaning dying from any cause. Now, the most likely cause of death in the general public is heart disease. But in general, what we were looking at was just all-cause mortality. We weren't looking at cardiac events. We weren't even looking at other endpoints.
So should the exercise be weight training or cardio or a certain mix of both?
Well, it seems that we get benefit from aerobic exercise as well as muscle strengthening exercises. And again, the truth was for both of those activities, women got more bang for their buck.
What about the frequency of exercise? Is it best to do every other day or set a routine of, let's say, cardio on even days and weight training on odd days?
You know, in reality, I think the most important thing is to get in activity every day if possible, but to get it in. We know that even for weekend warriors, it's not worse to do it all on the weekend if that's the only time that you find time for exercise. But I think for most people, even the findings we had sound overwhelming to somebody who does 0 minutes of exercise. So the way to start, do you have 5 minutes in your day? Can you get 5 minutes every day? Guess what? By the end of the week, that adds up to 35 minutes a week. You're already doing so much more than zero. And I think that's the way to think about it. I think, you know, we need muscle strengthening exercises and we need aerobic exercises. And the small dose of them is better than doing nothing.
How vigorously, then, must people exercise, even if briefly, to get the benefits? Can you highlight one or two types of exercise as examples?
Sure. So for the moderate intensity activity, these are things like walking, biking at a slow pace. That's what those activities are. You can do more vigorous activity. You know, you can go out there and do running and singles tennis and swimming. But for most people, putting on your walking shoes, moving from one place to another, that's moderate intensity activity. And so don't doubt yourself. You can do it. And if you really don't think you can do it, talk with your doctor and get an exercise prescription from them so that you really have some confidence in what you can do.
And what about the things we might not consider quote unquote exercise, but actually involve a lot of weight bearing activity such as gardening? And can activities like that count toward the effort to live a long life?
Yes, absolutely. You know, in our particular study, we looked at just leisure time physical activity, meaning intentional exercise. But that's actually a shortcoming of our study. We weren't able to assess, you know, the things like being physically active during your day, doing your activities of daily living. But we certainly know those matter. And we certainly should in the future count all of it. What are you doing just in terms of your daily life? There's people that walk to work. There's people who love to do gardening. There's people who chase their children around. They take care of their elderly parents. They may not have any time to sit down in their day. And that's actually better if you're more active, and it doesn't always have to be intentional exercise.
We're visiting with Dr. Martha Gulati, co-author of this study, published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. She's a cardiologist specializing in women's hearts and heart disease prevention. Doctor, what are the current recommended guidelines for physical activity, and do you believe the guidelines should be fine-tuned to address the differences between men's and women's bodies?
Well, currently, all the guidelines out there say the same thing for men and women. Do 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity, and 2 days a week, do some muscle strengthening exercises or resistance training. I don't think that one study alone is enough. We need other people to examine this and see if they find the same thing that we did. But I do think that anytime we have something that is identical for men and women, we should question, is it based on evidence? Because men and women are not the same. You know, we all know that. Women are not small men, and we should base it on evidence. So I do think in the future, hopefully if somebody validates our study, maybe we'll refine our guidelines to be sex specific.
But is your study a particular wake-up call for women who, the data shows, are less likely than men to meet the recommended guidelines for physical activity?
Well, I think so. There's always so much bad news about women and their hearts, but here are some good news. You know, we were able to see that women got greater benefit in terms of longevity from any amount of exercise. And you could see that also the benefits started. It wasn't just, of course, the maximal amount got you more. But you could see our lines showed that if you even went from zero to a small dose of exercise, you started gaining benefit. So I think our public health message to women and to men is do what you can do. Start with small doses, move a little, and guess what, women? For once, you're going to get greater benefit for every minute of exercise compared with men. And the same thing is true for muscle strengthening exercises.
Now, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier. Now, your study of 412,000 American adults and the follow-ups showed nearly 40,000 died of various causes, and almost a third of them, as you said, cardiovascular issues. Is society getting any closer, do you think, to achieving better health habits of exercise and proper diet to address these illnesses?
I wish I could say yes, but sadly, no. I think we're a much more sedentary society. We sit a lot for our work. We have longer commutes than ever. We spend a lot of time sitting, and we don't spend actually enough time getting physical activity. Our recent pandemic did not help us with activity in the least. So just in general, I'd say the general population has more cardiac risk factors, poor diet, less physical activity than ever before. So we've got to do something. And we really do need to be more proactive in our public health messaging about prevention and specifically about getting our bodies moving. They were meant to move.
Dr. Martha Gulati, cardiologist specializing in women's hearts and heart disease prevention. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
Next, Gen Z prefers to pay with debit cards. That story coming up.
Don't go away. InfoTrack will be back right after this.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now,
the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timing. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
A recent study revealed that Generation Z prefers to use debit cards far more than older generations. But a banking expert says this means they may be missing out on key benefits. Here with more, InfoTrack's Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Ted Rossman is a senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com, specializing in credit cards, credit scores, and other personal finance topics. Ted, you recently wrote a column entitled, Why Do Gen Zers Love Debit Cards So Much? I suppose we should set this up with the explanation Gen Z is comprised of people born from 1997 to 2012, so their ages range from around 12 to 27 years of age. Let's start with the current stats on debit card use for Gen Z and perhaps how that compares to other generations.
EY reports that 69% of Gen Zers use a debit card at least once a week. Only 39% of Gen Zers frequently use credit cards. That compares with 51% of older U.S. adults. Also, 46% of 20 to 24-year-olds say that they're more likely to use debit cards than other payment types when shopping digitally, according to Mercator Advisory Group. In older age groups, no more than 35% said that they favor debit cards. So we're definitely seeing young people gravitating to debit. I think it's for a few reasons. I think some of it is personal preference, maybe a fair bit of debt aversion here, especially among those who may have hefty student loan burdens. I think there's also an access to credit component where it has gotten more difficult to get your first credit card. But ultimately, my advice is that credit cards do represent the gold standard in terms of rewards and buyer protections, and building credit is important. So I think maybe there's a time and a place for a debit card, but I think there's also a risk to relying on it too heavily.
Is there an average age when a person typically gets their first credit card? Because, of course, we are talking about pretty young consumers here.
It's gotten harder. The CARD Act, which went into effect in 2010, pushed credit card companies off of college campuses and set 21 as the minimum age to get a credit card in most instances. You could technically get a credit card in your own name as early as age 18 if you have sufficient income. It doesn't necessarily need to be a full-time job either. It could be part-time or seasonal income. There are also ways, of course, to get on a parent's credit card as an authorized user. But I would say that especially in that 18 to 21 range, it's gotten harder to get a credit card. If you talk to Gen Xers in particular, a lot of them talk about how back in the 90s and early 2000s, credit cards were handed out like candy on college campuses. It was maybe too easy to get your first credit card. But I wonder maybe if the pendulum has swung a little bit too far in the opposite direction, because like I said, 21 is often the minimum age, but sometimes people have trouble even beyond that, in part because just like getting your first job, it takes experience to get a job. Well, it takes credit experience to get more credit in many instances. And we are seeing a lot of young adults that are credit invisible or have thin credit files, and there's just not a lot known about them to the credit bureaus.
For any Gen Zers who are listening to this, what are the advantages of a credit card over a debit card?
Credit cards offer much better rewards programs. Debit card rewards largely went away after 2010, because that's when the Durbin Amendment to Dodd-Frank really severely capped how much banks can earn from debit card interchange, basically that swipe fee. And that funding source dried up, and then debit card rewards mostly went away. So credit cards have much better rewards programs. Credit cards have much better buyer protections, things like fraud protection, dispute resolution, extended warranties, purchase protection. The one big drawback of a credit card is that they charge high interest rates. The average is 20.75%. which is a record high. So we definitely can't ignore the debt issue. I don't want people to be in debt, but I do think that using a credit card like a debit card, meaning that you pay in full, you're not carrying a balance from month to month, I think that's really the ideal